Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bet. But momentarily, we're going to go back to the Mishnah and Lamed Dalet Amud Bet, and look in the middle of it when we get to Mishnah Vav. Al Ta Chazazit Al Rubo. So Chazazit is again the etrog, which is like little bubbles cover a majority of the etrog. Or nitla p'timto. Now the pitma, or is commonly called the pitam, of the etrog is commonly understood to mean the end opposite the stem, the where the flower would be, or the little stem that sticks out. We'll see that that's not 100% clear in our Gemara. Niklaf, if it got peeled, the stock got cracked. Nikav, if there was a hole in it. Vichaser kolshu. Oh, if we read vichaser kolshu, that means that it's defining nikav, if there's a hole in it, and some part is missing, pasul, then it is invalid. However, al ta chazit al miuto, if this chazazit, this little bubbles, covered less than 50% of the etrog, or nital uktso, the oketz is the stem, nikav velocha serkoshu, if there's a hole in it, but nothing's missing, then kasher. Etrog hakushi, which is either an Ethiopian etrog or a black etrog, pasul. Vayarok echarti, or Meir Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda posel, and this is something we saw earlier, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree about green etrog. Rabbi Yehuda invalidates it. We will continue with the Mishnah afterwards, but first let's go back to the Gemara where we left off, and daf lamed hey amud bet. Al ta chazazit, amar Rav Chista. And this will sound familiar. We have a similar thing with the Hadas. The Varzer Rabbeinu Gadol Amaro Makomi Vehamakomi Abezro. Again, Rav Chista quotes Rav Loshanu El Makom Echad. And the same quote, which is that the Chazazit is only invalid if it's all in one place. But if it's in a few different places, Kasher Amar. And again, it has to be Amar Rava Adraba Bishlam Shlosham Makomot Avilei Kim Numar. If it's in two or three places, then it's even worse. It looks spotted. Upasul. Elitmar, Sefer Itmar. Rava says that what Rav Chista, quoting Rav, was really about the second half, which is Al-Mi'uto Kasher. If the Chazazit only covers part, small, less than 50% of the etrog, then it's valid. Rav Chista, the Barzar Ben Ogadolam, Rav HaMakom Yehebezol, Shadu El Makom Achar, Shnam Shlosham Kamot, Havele Kim Numar Upasul. That it's valid only if it's less than 50%, only if it's all in one place. But if it's in a few places, then it's spotted and pasul. Rava v'al chotamom, afilu mashunai pasul. The chotem, which literally is like the nostrils, the chotem of the etrog is from the middle part where it slopes towards the top. That section, the smallest little bit of chazazit there invalidates. Okay, nitla p'timto. As I mentioned, we're going to get some clarity about what the pitma is. Tanavei Yitzchak ben Elazar nitla buchanto. Now, there's two ways to read this. One way is that the way, for instance, Rashi reads it, and some of the Balei Tosfot read it, is that buchanto is just another word for p'timto, and it's referring just another name for it. Rashi raises the possibility, he says one of his teachers taught, and Tosfot confirms this, that this actually may be another part of the oketz, and that not that buchana is another word for pitma, but that they are both part of the stem, which would change things radically, and that the buchana and the pitma are the inner part, and the oketz, that is the outer part. And then there are those who suggest that the buchna really is different, and that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar didn't have a different version of it, but they had a different halacha. Nitma buchnato, which means that if the oketz is gone, that it would be invalid against our Mishnah. In any case, niklaf, if it's peeled, we said it's pasul. Rabbi Hai etroga de iglid ke ahina sumka kshera. If you have an etrog that's peeled so that it looks like a red fruit, and the idea is that the rind evidently goes red quite quickly, it's valid. But our Mishnah says that if it's peeled, it's pasul. So, lokash hamachula hamitzata. And here we have two opposite approaches in the Mishonim as to what this means. Well, if it's the entire one, or only, if it's entirely peeled, only partially peeled. So one could argue that if it's entirely peeled, then it's pasul, partially peeled, not, or take the exact opposite approach, which is if it's partially peeled, then it looks spotted. Fully peeled, at least since the peel is not vital for it, then, and it looks okay, therefore it is valid. Now, nizdak nikav, tani ula bar chanina, nikav nekev mefulash, if there's a hole that goes all the way through, b'mashu, then the tiniest amount invalidates. V'she'enu mefulash, but if it's a hole that does not go all the way through, b'chi isar, the size of a coin, which is huge. Boy rava, noldu be'etrog simane trefa mahu. What if an etrog takes on the simanim of a trefa? Let's see what this is. Mike and Bailey, what was he asking? Iniklaf, if we're talking about it being peeled, tanina, we have that in our Mishnah. Inistak, if it's cracked, tanina, we have that in our Mishnah too. Inikav, if there's a hole in it, tanina. And those are all classic trefot. Niklaf is the machlok of Amir Chachamim. In the third pack of Chulin. Kikami Bailey, what he was asking about was, could Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, was the following trefa in an animal. If a lung opens up, and all of the whatever meat is in there is pouring out, ksherat, the animal is still valid. It's still kasher, not a trefa. That's only if the alveoli are still around. In other words, there's still a sealed system there. If not, then it's a trefa. Now, hacha, my question is, what about the same thing with an etrog? If the flesh in the inside is actually coming out, so what about the seed pods being the parallel to the alveola? Maybe in the case of the lungs, the reason it's okay is because the air is sealed off. Hadabari, so it might then heal. But here it's open to the air and it'll get oxidized. Suchim Yisrach, it'll certainly go bad. Perhaps we'll compare it to the case of Rabbi Yochanan and say it's valid. So Toshma, that's what Rabbi was asking. Etrog tafuach saruach kavush shalu kushi lavan umenumar pasul. So there's a list of etrog that's bloated, that's gone sour, that's been brined or boiled or black. We saw the kushi. Lavan, if it's overly white, if it's menumar, spotted, pasul. Etrog kakadur pasul. If it's round like a ball, it's pasul. Yeshomim af hatiyom. Even like a Siamese twin etrog, like a double etrog together. Now, etrog haboser. Boser means that it's yet an unripe fruit. Let's say you put it into a mold as it was growing and shaped it like something else. Pasul. That's the bright then. Let's go back and look at it. Tani miyat tafuach saruach. We said tafuach is bloated and saruach means soured because it opened up. My love tafuach machut saruach mifnim. So doesn't that answer the question and say that sort of treif would be no good? So lo, idi v'idi machut, they're both on the outside. Lo kasha. Hadu tafach al gav. Who get bloated and not rot, or could rot and not get bloated. So two separate things. Okay, Amar Mar, etrog kushi pasul. We said that a kushi is pasul. Vatanya kushi kasher. Domele kushi pasul. We have a different brayta that says a kushi is valid, but domele kushi is pasul. Amar bayik itnan nami manitin. Domele kushi itnan. Our Mishnah that said it's pasul meant domele kushi. What's domele kushi? Domele kushi means, according to some Rishonim at least, that it did not grow in Kush, or it did not grow in an area where the etrogim are typically dark. And it was a dark one, so it's clearly some damaged or deformed etrog. But a regular Kushi that grows, and all of them are that color, it's fine. Rava Mar Lokasha Halan Vahalahu, which is a similar thing. Halan Vahalahu, Rava says for us in Bavel, we have these dark ones, but in Eretz Yisrael they don't, so there it's invalid. Etrog HaBoser, so we go back to that, the etrog that's still unripe. Rabbi Kiva Pazoch HaMashir HaRabba, Rabbi Kiva Rishimon Amrut HaVarchat. So Rabba here seems to lead the way for his student Abaye with identifying Tanaim, disparate statements of Tanaim as being coming from a common conceptual place. That Rabbi Kiva here and Rabbi Shimon elsewhere said the same. Kiva Hadamran, Bishimon Mahi, what's that? That none. Bishimon Poter Ta Etrogim Bekot None. He says in Masrot that young Etrogim are Patur from Masrot. Which seems to mean that an Etrog is not called an Etrog until it's fully ripe. And Rabbi Kiva, therefore says that Etrog HaBoser is not the valid Etrog. So Amar Abaye turned to him and said, your alignment is not necessary. Not necessarily the case. The reason Rabbi Akiva here says that it is invalid in the case of an etrog is because it's hadar. It's not yet hadar if it's still boser. But perhaps he agrees with the Rabbanan against Rabbi Shimon and says, but they still are chayav and masrot. In the case of masrot, the Torah says, and the drasha is, just the way that people take out for seed. In other words, that this is too young. Perhaps here, Rabbi Shimon would agree with the Rabbanan and say that the etrog haboser is valid. So, betulo midi, and that's it. Meaning that Rabbi Shimon might not agree with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva might not agree with Rabbi Shimon here. Good. The end of the bright is that gidlo bitfus vasokumin briacheret pasul. Amar Rava loshana lakumin briacheret. Rava said that's only if you really shape it to look like something other than an etrog. Avaki briato kasher. But if you shape it to look, make it look like an etrog, then it's fine. So pshita kumin briacheret not Tanya. The bright says kumin briacheret, so that should be obvious. And here we have another machloket rishonim about what the dape dape are. Does it mean like Rashi says that you put you shaped it so that it had like slices, almost like wedges, even though it still looks like an etrog, it's roundish, etc., but it's not exactly like the original etrog, or like others say, perhaps the Rach says that he really made it into a squarish or rectangular piece. Okay, Idmar etrog shenikvu achbarim. Let's say that mice made a hole in the etrog. Amarav ein zahadar. Invalid because not hadar. Eini va Rabbi Chanina matpil ba v'nafikpa. Curious story. Rabbi Chanina, who Rav knew when he was a young man in Rabbi's Beit Midrash, Rabbi Chanina would eat a little bit of the etrog and then use it. How could Rabbi Chanina do it? Our Mishnah says that if anything's missing, it's invalid. So that's not really a problem. In other words, our Mishnah's criteria may only be full demand on the first day of Yom Tov when etrog is doraita, lulav is doraita, and Yom Tov Sheni could be that we're not concerned with some of it missing as long as the majority of it's there. And therefore, you could eat a little bit of it and then use it. Hello, the Rav Kasha. But according to Rav, it's difficult because he said, etrog sheni nakvu achbarim, says, is invalid. Halach Rav, shani achbarim to miisi. He says, if mice eat it, then it's really disgusting and it's lost, any sense of hadar, as opposed to if a person ate from it, so, would not be ma'us. He could amram Rav ze hadar. The other version is that Rav says it's still hadar if mice ate from it. Because after all, Rechanin ate from it and then used it. And we give the same answer. Okay. We now go back to Lamed Aleph Bet and look at the next Mishnah, which is still part of that group there, which is Mishnah Zayin. And that's the Shiur. Shiur etrog al katan. How small can an etrog be? Alright, Rabbi Yehuda wants it, needs it to be a little bit bigger. Uvegadol, how big is too big? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be able to hold two of them in one hand. otherwise it's too big. Rabbi Yossi says even if you need two both hands to hold one of them, it's still okay. Now, go back to the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Bet, and we'll see the very brief comment about that. That there's a machloket about the rocks that you can bring into the Beit HaKiseh for use on Shabbat for cleaning, for wiping. And they have the same shiurim. Okay, very famous breita. Rabbi Akiva came to the Beit Knesset and the etrog was on his shoulder. It was so big. So evidently it could be as big as you want. And therefore when Rabbi Yossi says afilu achat b'shtei yadav, didn't mean, and that's the limit, it meant even that and even more, meaning there is no maximum limit. Amrullah Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's answer was, Bisham Raya, Afem Amrullo, Ein Zahadar. That doesn't prove anything. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Kiva that it's, you know, that's invalid, because it's too big. which reminds us of the discussion between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that we had in the previous parak about the sukkah, where your table's in the house, and the story that they told about visiting Rabbi Yochanan Choranit. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah about the mitzvah of Igud, the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.